I have one speaker card.
Good morning. I'm Randy Gantz with Security National, representing Q6, who is the current owner of the property. First, I'd like to thank the Water Quality Board staff for their cooperation and continued open dialogue and their steadfast stance that science and factual data will be the only factor to make the important decisions regarding the cleanup of this property. It is only through this mindset that the future environmental cleanup of this property and the many others that exist in our region will be accomplished in a fair and thorough manner. As your staff report indicates, it's been quite a process to create the opportunity for us to clean up the Balloon Track property. Our original supplemental interim cleanup plan was approved by the Water Quality Board staff with conditions nearly 9 months ago. This SIRAP will remove contaminated soil hotspots, remove the abandoned debris piles, old building foundations, and remnants of the old fuel storage structures. We also are going to regrade the site to eliminate stormwater runoff from it. Another issue that we incorporate in this thing to deal with the wetlands and become more compliant with the Coastal Commission was to create a nearly 12-acre wetland reserve in the current Clark Slough area that would be hydrologically connected to the Humboldt Bay. And most importantly, as we did this interim cleanup, we were going to continue to do more environmental testing, especially for dioxins and furans, to ensure that we have this site properly characterized and know the right steps to get to a future, you know, and final cleanup plan. The approval of this plan was immediately questioned by legal opponents of our company and was thoughtfully open to public comment by the Water Quality Board during the months of August and July, or August and September of this year, or last year. At the end of public comment, your staff and public were invited to tour the property with our environmental consultants. Later that night, the Water Board staff conducted a public workshop on the SIRAP and the environmental condition of the property to ensure the public was fully informed on the contamination that has been historically documented and the proposed cleanup methods that we want to do. All of these public meetings and comment periods requested by your staff to ensure the public was informed were firmly supported by our company. At the end of public comment period, after thorough review of the Water Board staff of all data, public comments, we received notice that the SIRAP, with those original additional conditions approved in June of 2009, were reaffirmed this November. In order to expedite the approval process and issuance of a coastal development permit and ensure the implementation of the cleanup plan this summer, we asked the City of Eureka Council to only certify the findings of the EIR they're related to the potential environmental impacts that may be caused by the supplemental environmental cleanup plan and wetland restoration. We chose to take this course of action rather than potentially delaying approval of the cleanup of the condition of the property based on the condition that the Marina Center development would be approved. I'd like to clarify what was noted in your staff report. The only approvals that we have received from the City of Eureka to date is the ability to implement the SIRAP plan, clean the property up, and restore the wetlands in Clark Slough area. Early November, behind overwhelming support at City Council meetings, we received a nearly unanimous vote to approve the coastal development permit to clean the property up. Concurrently with these events, we've been working diligently to secure all necessary permits to undertake the cleanup of the property this summer. We have submitted almost all required information to the Army Corps of Engineers, your Water Board staff, and Department of Fish and Game regarding various 1602 permits. Since this item has been put on the agenda today, I had the feeling that the board is frustrated by the uncertainty as to when this cleanup will take place. Let me assure you, your frustration is small compared to ours. We're a local company that takes great pride in our work. One can only look at the Arkley Performing Arts Center, the zoo. We live here and we want to take care of this property. That was our original promise to the community. notwithstanding the development proposal. To be stopped from cleaning up a property that has sat abandoned and blighted for 20 years, having nearly unanimous support of our city's local elected officials and overwhelming community support, and furthermore foregoing the right to build anything but cleaning up the property and restoring wetlands is extremely disappointing. Yet more frustrating, the agency delaying the cleanup was formed to protect the coastal environment. Essentially, right now, what we're facing is an assortment of contaminated mud puddles, drainage ditch, invasive species, and debris piles on a long neglected brownfield. These are not environmentally sensitive habitat, in our opinion. We can do better. And the existing state of the property provides little, if any, ecological value. One only has to look at the cleanup alternatives that were proposed in the Coastal Commission staff report to see that the system's broken. There's been a lot noted about where we're at legally with them. We obviously have a different opinion, and we're looking to seek clarification in the court systems. We chose to do this because it's quick. We will have our day in court, so to speak, on June 4th. In the meantime, though, we realize that there are issues out there, and we cannot provide you guys a certain date as to when we're going to clean up with these permitting issues. But we do want to continue to work with Water Quality Board staff to explore, you know, options to implement things to mitigate the stormwater now, today. So, again, we will pledge to continue to work with your staff. We will, vigorously, proceed to implement the CIREP as proposed. It's a good cleanup plan. It's thorough, and it'll turn this eyesore into something this community can be proud of. And that's all irrespective of what it is developed later, which will be in front of the Coastal Commission at a later date. Thank you.
Ms. North.
Mr. Chair.
Hey, Randy. I want to recognize that this is a legacy site. This is something that your firm surely did not put this stuff here. You're taking on your right of brownfield, absolutely. But a question, is it a complication? Because as I heard you, what was up for approval was the implementation of a supplemental remedial action plan, which is a cleanup plan, mm-hmm. in and of itself. We have a condition in there which is a very normal and common condition in our a comment or approval letter that said, you must seek other approval as necessary to implement this plan. Is the complication, though, within the implementation of the remedial action plan because of the Coastal Commission of the wetland issue, or is it simply the issue of going out here and doing remedial action work? Or are those inextricably linked?
The Coastal Commission has been on this site many times. When you look at, what we've proposed, and I can tell you from my personal dealings with them and our legal dealings with the Coastal Commission, is that they have been very unbending, and it seems to be centered around the ESHA portion of the property in their opinions. It doesn't seem to have little to do. A layman can say, obviously 12 acres of restored tidal wetlands is better than, destroying a mud puddle and rebuilding it. I think that is the main issue, is that. Hence, that's why we took the development project off the table. Many, many cleanups have been done, even in this local area, similar to this. We're hoping that we can, get this matter moving forward, and that's why we put the future development on hold until we can implement the CIREP.
Well, and I give you credit as a firm to take this on, to take on a site like this. It's no small task, and I wasn't trying to be critical to say that, there's only one way forward, but really there is to do what you're talking about, to develop essentially a brownfield. You really have to move through those steps, the regulatory steps that Water Board oversees, and it's under our umbrella and responsibility to implement those and to see them implemented to the degree where what you want at the end of the day is a no further action letter. And to get that, there's a requirement that we have to get there, and it sounds like that's what you're trying to do. just from the standpoint, again, to recognize that it is a legacy site, that you're trying to do something here that is a net positive from cleaning up this brownfield and redeveloping, getting this property off of its current condition and moving it forward and making it back to full and fair use. And for that, I think that's a great thing. The suggestion that I had earlier was to maybe think about reissuing a cleanup and abatement order to at least clean up some housekeeping things on our side. Do you see that as a remedy? Does it disentangle this at all for you in that sense?
You know, as I said, I mean, we've had a good relationship with your staff, you know, and we're willing to look at, you know, issues that can do it while we, you know, still continue what we feel is by far the best solution for the site. So if there are ways that we can work together to do interim steps to the interim, you know, prior to the interim remediation plan, absolutely.
Well, these sites, again, in my experience, they're a process of discovery. Every time you want to go out here and do stuff, you know, that you're apt to find something. It's very difficult, even with 200 borings, to assess 12 acres of 100 years of property use. And that, you know, that's daunting, I know. So,
And we understand that challenge.
Well, yeah, and it sounds like you do. I just hope that you can get to where you need to be with this. And it sounds like, you know, it's going towards that direction. So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Gary Bird.
Thank you. I'll make it quick. I represent a group of people. Our title is Citizens for a Better Eureka.
Can you announce your name, too, just for the record?
Gary Bird.
Thank you.
We would like it known to everyone that we are the people that frequent the bay. We float our boats there. We crab. We fish. Many of us exercise in this part of the Eureka, and we're really concerned about the long delay in getting the contamination cleaned up. That's our focus. I think earlier you mentioned separating the development from the cleanup, and we don't have an issue with the development. What we're concerned with is the cleanup, and we would like you folks to know that we think it's very important. We think that it's a health issue, and we really would oppose any delay in getting it cleaned up. Anything that you guys could do to help us clean it, we appreciate. We appreciate the things that you've done. I've read your reports. They seem to make sense. I'm not a scientist, but as a community member, they look like they make sense to us. We don't understand the delay in this, and I think that many of the citizens that aren't here would agree with us, that many of the Eureka citizens, that is, they don't understand the delays here. It's been well over 20 years, and this thing is just the frustration that Randy has. He wasn't even born, I think, when my parents had frustrations about the lack of cleanup down here. And now we experience it. And so we really want to emphasize to you that we do believe it's important. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other board member questions or comments? Ms. Dean.
I just have a comment to both the owner and the neighbors. I live adjacent to a rail site very similar to this, but it has a creek instead of wetlands. And we've been undergoing a process for well over 5 years. And it is very draining on the community, as on all stakeholders. And I would like to see this site cleaned up sooner than later, because what happens is pretty soon people begin to distrust. And I think it's going to be important for us to move this along before that distrust settles in.
Okay. Thank you. We come up to our next item, which we do have it in here as our executive officer's report, but we were told earlier that we don't have one, so we will move to our next one, which is